Lord MP, what did you mean by saying it could possibly reignite the difficulties we've overcome?
Well, as you well know, Seamus, we've just come out of four decades long of terrorism, and the objective of the terrorists was to ostensibly achieve a united Ireland. If Scotland decided and nationalists in Scotland succeeded in achieving a independent Scotland, it's not inconceivable, I would argue, that those who are currently seeking a united Ireland here would perhaps feel themselves that the time had come to reinvigorate their campaign and step up their campaign. That's my fear about all of this.
But haven't you always said the Good Friday Agreement and power sharing with Sinn Féin secures Northern Ireland's place in the Union? What have unionists to worry about?
What we have to worry about, Seamus, is not that the structure is unsatisfactory. We have got basically a mechanism in place now, which I think, so long as you can persuade a majority of people in Northern Ireland to support the Union, then that should be fine. My anxiety is that it may reignite nationalist fervour if they see Alex Salmond succeed in Scotland.
Well,
That
might seem to some a sectarian view of what's about to unfold in Scotland.
It's nothing to do with sectarianism, indeed. It's not the point at all. My anxiety is we're talking here between those who believe in the Union in Scotland and those who don't. It's a similar type of argument. All I'm saying is that if you see one substantial part of the United Kingdom, i.e. Scotland, leave the Union, then I would have argued that that will encourage nationalists, not only in Northern Ireland, I think you'll see the same thing happen in Wales. And the other phenomenon that is emerging, certainly in London and in England, is there is a majority practically in England now who wants Scotland to leave the Union. So you could see all of a sudden a whole series of tensions beginning to emerge, and that's why I think we should confront those in the debate that's about to unfold. And I think it's entirely proper that we look at these possibilities.
Do you agree with Peter Robinson that one way of combating what he sees as the threat to the Union posed by the Scottish referendum would be for the two unionist parties to come together?
Well, certainly, I think there's no question that both parties will certainly be campaigning. It's already starting. I mean, I have made my contribution today. There have been other mentions of it in a variety of fora.
Yeah, but he seems to think a closer cooperation, if not